the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. This is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing, if you are neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. I am the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness. Those words, yes, those words, should have been enough to tell the Jewish priests who this John guy was. After all, their own beloved Moses had told them long ago that the Lord would raise up a prophet from among them who would be just like him. And like Moses, the Lord would put his words in this prophet's mouth, and the people were to listen to him as they would listen to the Lord himself. So along comes John. Yes, John the Baptist. Now it is not that they doubted the Lord would do this. In fact, they had been waiting for this for quite some time. It was more that they were looking for someone or something a little more mainline, someone more accepting of the masses, someone like Moses, someone respected and honored and good-looking with a nice smile and a great resume. And John was none of this. No, he was not. He was the wild man preacher who gave up a life in the temple to live in the desert. He cut his clothes from a dead camel's back. His hair was probably as wild as he was. This prophet had grasshoppers stuck between his teeth and honey on his breath. And then there was that message that John delivered. Yes, that message. It was a message that cut like a chainsaw, and everyone, yes, everyone, no matter how holy they thought themselves to be, they were considered timber when it came to this message when John spoke. John was not what the people had in mind when it came to their promised prophet, that one who was to come, that one that they expected, the one that they longed to listen to. Most mothers do not want their babies to grow up and be like John the Baptist, to be a John the Baptizer. Yes, to tell the truth, John really is not the kind of preacher that we would like to have in our pulpit because he is offensive. He cuts and he hurts our sensitivities. He is not politically correct because John points to our sin, especially those favorite ones that we do not want to let go of. And he tells us the demands that we must repent of or else. In fact, with a pastor like John, we would probably be afraid to invite our friends to church because they would be offended by his message, if not only his appearance. But remember what the Jews forgot. What the Jews forgot. They forgot that John's message was not his own message. John was only the voice. The words and the message are those of the Lord crying out in the wilderness. That is why they cut so deeply to the people. That is why they pointed out sin and they condemned. Dear friends, it is the Holy Spirit who points to our hidden faults and demands that we repent of all of our sins and iniquities with which we have ever offended God and justly deserved his punishment now and forever. Indeed, it is the Holy Spirit proclaiming through that message of the law. Even now, as then, people manage to ignore the pain and the offense of the Holy Spirit's words. We simply disregard the voice that gives them sound. We write them off, and we write the man off that God chooses to speak as though he is eccentric or out of touch. We disregard what is said because we choose to believe something else more mainline, more acceptable to the masses. Even now, we still like to pretend that the scriptures are multiple choice, and we believe the devil when he tells us that we are free to pick and choose which parts of God's message we will accept and believe. And the result of so many years of conveniently disregarding the message by dismissing that voice, well, a host of pastors who will stand in a pulpit too ashamed to speak the whole counsel of God, too shy to point to our sins and proclaim God's righteousness and eternal wrath on unrepentant sinners. Indeed, my friends, we do not have to go far to find entire churches so concerned with offending people that they conveniently tuck away the political incorrect parts of the Holy Spirit's message. They hide anything that would dare to point out the sin in our hearts. We do not need to listen long to hear would-be Christians countering God's eternal judgment and wisdom, claiming that God has changed his mind somehow, and now things like abortion and assisted suicide, homosexuality, and casual sex outside of marriage are all acceptable. Now, dear saints, we can see that when the message of the Holy Spirit through the Word is ignored, when the Scriptures are rewritten, when they're toned down or tucked away so that they're no longer cut and kill, well, we can see that we're left with nothing but a bunch of feel-good mush. And mush, my friends, will never save. Mush will never get us to heaven. That is why John stands so prominent in our Scriptures. That is why John the Baptist is so needed during especially the season of Advent. It is why we need John the Baptist, why he cannot be ignored, why he cannot be tucked away. The Scriptures point to John the Baptist, and we hear his thundering message, the voice in the wilderness that cries out to us here and now. You see, from the time of John's conception, John was set aside by the Lord as the one sent to prepare the way for the Savior. John was that cultivator who went before Jesus, ripping and tearing and cutting and killing, leveling. His job was to preach God's law, to thunder it in all of its terrible glory, to prepare hearts for God's coming, his coming, to prepare hearts to receive this grace and forgiveness that was coming in Jesus Christ. John was about the law. He preached a message of repentance, and through him, the Holy Spirit convicted people of their sins and showed them how very much they needed a Savior and how much they very much needed the forgiveness of sins that the Savior brings. So if we dismiss this voice of the servant, if we tuck John away, if we tend to sugarcoat John, well, we disregard the message of the Spirit. The message of the Holy Spirit working through this prophet. And then we will never see sin for what it is. And that is an offense against God. An offense that must be forgiven. That is why the Holy Spirit speaks such harsh, cutting words through the law at times, and that is for all of us to hear. Because only those sins that are confessed, my friends, and repented of can be forgiven. That does not mean that you need to remember every single sin, only that you do not have the option to hold your favorite ones back to enjoy them at a later time. It means coming clean together as a church, Zion Lutheran Church, coming clean together, acknowledging and beating our breasts together, saying, I, a poor, miserable sinner in thought, word, and deed, need the grace of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of all of my sins. The reason why this is so important to hear John the Baptist, to hear the message of the law, is because Jesus came only to forgive and save sinners, such as myself and you. All those who are too proud to admit they need Jesus and his grace, and instead decide to stand on their own merits and their own invented holiness, well, they will always stand alone. They will stand alone and condemned eternally. So, my friends, when you hear the law preached to you, when you hear John the Baptist, when you're confronted by that voice in the wilderness, remember it is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. And do not disregard this voice, lest you lose the message. And do not start thinking to yourself about who of your neighbors needs to hear this message. Instead, think about how the Holy Spirit is speaking to you through this word, to show you your sin, to show you your need of Jesus. Because that is who Jesus is for you. He is your Savior. That is the message of Christmas that comes to us this week. That Jesus, he came for sinners. The gospel is for sinners only. It is for you. It is for me. Jesus came to bear the full weight of God's judgment on your sin. He came to endure those harsh punishments that cut like a chainsaw. He came to shelter you from that wrath that God's law pronounces over you and your own sinfulness. Oh, he comes to give you all of that, to give you forgiveness, life, salvation, yes, today and forevermore. And my friends, today he comes again in his word. His word proclaimed from this pulpit and this lectern, and he comes to you in this sacrament of the altar to fill you with his life and his grace. Your Jesus, yes, your Jesus comes to you now to soothe and to comfort your troubled conscience, to heal those wounds that the Holy Spirit has made by his message of the law. The law, my friends, has made you dead. But Jesus and his forgiveness delivered to you through holy baptism, through the word, and the sacrament of the altar make you alive. Make you alive indeed. Alive today, alive tomorrow, and alive for eternity. Such is this way of the gospel for you. Broken down by the law, reduced to a sinner, saved in the gospel, forgiven of all sins in Jesus Christ, forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.